Masechtas Arla, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. The previous Mishnah spoke about how Truma and Arla can work together to help nullify each other. The Mishnah over here discusses Arla and Kelaim. Both Arla and Kelaim need to be nullified in 1 to 200. So the Mishnah says like this, Ha'arla, Mishnah Gimel, Ha'arla ma'ala sa'kelaim, va'kelaim as sa'arla. Arla could be used to nullify the kelaim, and the kelaim can be used to nullify the arla. And also, va'arla sa'arla, different types of arla can help to nullify each other. Arla from the first 3 years, and revai from the fourth year, can help to nullify each other. Ketzad, how is this so? Sa'arla sh'nafal ha'masayim, if one sa of arla fell into 200, and this is really a little bit less than 200, 199, because if it was already a full 200, it wouldn't need anything else to help nullify it. It would already be nullified in 200. So you have one sub arla that fell into a little bit less than 200 of regular chulin. So not enough to be nullified yet. Va'akakach nafla sub aid arla, and then a sa and a little bit more of arla. This is a different type of arla, like revai, fell in. Or afterwards fell in a son a little bit of Kilaya Kerem, of Kilayim. So now the second thing that fell in here now completes that there's more than 200 to 1 ratio to nullify each one of these things individually. Zuhi sha'arla ma'ala sa'kilayim, v'kilayim sa'arla v'arla sa'arla. So this is going to be the case that the arla will help nullify the kilayim, and the kelaim, the arla, and the different types of arla will nullify each other. Each one will complete the 200 ratio to nullify the other, and the entire mixture will be nullified. Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah over here gives an exception that even when you have the right ratio of 200 to 1, still sometimes there won't be a nullification. Kol hamachamitz, anything that leavens, so something being put into the dough to make it rise, the hamatabel, or its spices, it has a sharp flavor that goes and gives a flavor and spice to a dish. So these things, even if it's a very small amount, and normally it's the ratio that it would be nullified, it would be batel, but over here, since it has a strong taste that's still tasted in the mix, you can taste the leavening agent, or you can taste the spices that were put in, so then we don't nullify it. And both regarding certain halachas, v'hamedameya b'truma, such a thing will be medama b'truma, will make meduma. It'll make a mixture of truma not be nullified in the 1 to 100 that usually nullifies it, and it will remain as meduma that has the entire status as to be eaten by a kohen. Uba arla, uba kelaya karam usser, and regarding arla and kelaya karam, the entire thing will be usser, even if there's 1 to 200 ratio. Beishamai says af matame. Beishamai says even something that has a strong taste like that, even if it's a very small amount, it'll be able to transmit tuma. Generally, food only can transmit tuma if it has a kebeah, it's an egg size, egg volume size. Beishamai is of the opinion that just like we give a chashivas an importance to the leavening agent and the spices, that it's not nullified even when it's a small amount. He also held that even in small amounts, less than egg size, it can transfer tuma onto the other food. Well, Beis Hillel says, La'ilam eina matama atchei boi kebeah. It can never be matama. We never find tuma transmitting by food unless there's a kebeah size, and so if the spices or the leavening agent is less than the kebeah size, it will not transfer the tuma, even though its taste is recognizable and it's not batal, but it won't transmit tuma unless it has a kebeah size.